so much. Oh my.
No, I just copy and pasted it off Wikipedia. Oh, okay, I did not write down this. No, no. Okay. Is you turn on the voice recording?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I don't really know how to start this off, so I'm just gonna dive right into it and say, I'm very excited to culture you on the High School Musical universe.
I'm very excited to learn. I feel like I know the majority of the first movie, just based on the songs. But I would like to know more about this. And usually me and Santa focus on shows that we have both watched, so we can talk a little about them. But this time we wanted to, like, I guess, take a little spin off of it and have Santa explain to me the High School Musical series franchise.
This is pretty fun. So I feel like if we enjoy doing this, then we could do this with a lot of other stuff. Yeah. Pretty much one of us doesn't know anything, and the other person has to kind of explain the lore.
I feel like we're all in a lot of different fandoms, so that works out pretty well.
Okay, so you did listen to the soundtrack for High School Musical 1 just before we started filming this. So do you want to explain to me what you think the plot is based on just listening to the soundtrack?
I would love to. Okay, so I know that for sure there's Gabriella, the girl, and then she's a very book smart girl. And then there's Troy, who's a basketball guy, and his dad is, like, very invested in his basketball-ness. And he's also very rich, his dad. And he has a bunch of players, basketball players, the clique of basketball players. And he sees Gabriella in a party, I believe. And then that's when the first song starts. And I forgot the name of the song already. Whatever it was. They sing that together in karaoke, and then they kind of fall for each other, I think. And then Gabriella, I don't know, something happens. They're like, oh, who are you? Who are you? I'm Gabriella, blah, blah, blah. I'm Troy, blah, blah, blah. And then they're like hitting it off and, I don't know, strolling the high school halls. And then his teammates see him hanging out with Gabriella, maybe, or singing, or I don't know, maybe they saw him in the karaoke, and they're like, Troy, we don't do that, we're basketballers. And that's where the song, Stick to the Status Quo, that's where it comes from. And then Gabriella's classmates are like, Troy's a basketball player, we don't mess with them, and they don't mess with us. I feel like it's that kind of situation, and they're all like a group of nerds, I think. And, yeah, and then they kind of go against their friend groups and have a romance. And, as well, there's Sharpay and Ryan, the sibling duo, who wants to audition for this song. But then Gabrielle and Troy audition for it instead, and they end up getting it. And they all wake up at the end.
That is a pretty good prediction. I feel like you're pretty spot on for a lot of things.
Well, I feel like the songs explain most of it, but yeah.
Oh yeah, I should mention, we watched the video with it.
Yeah. So I feel like that helps a lot with context.
Yeah, I feel like even explaining this, it's just confirming most of what you said. You were, like, spot on for basically a lot of things.
I do want to know a lot more details about the musical they're auditioning for.
Alas, they didn't really give us any details about this musical. I'll try.
Okay.
From what we know, I'll try. Okay, so you were right. So basically they meet at a New Year's Eve party, and this is kind of where the beginning of the movie starts. So basically Gabriella, she's at this party. It's like a teen party, I believe, and she's reading a book in the corner because she's really shy. And she'd rather read her book. And then Troy's there because his mom was like, oh, you should go to this teen party, son. And then while they're there, they have like a karaoke machine at the teen party, and this worker there, he comes up to Gabrielle and he's like, what about you, miss? Why don't you come up and sing a song?
Okay.
And then basically he's like, oh, does anyone want to sing with this lady? And then Troy, he sees Gabriella and he's obviously a bit
flustered,
and he is like, oh, I will. And they sing The Start of Something New, which is a song that you heard. I think you liked it, right?
Yeah, I liked it.
Yes. So after they sing the song, they end up having this conversation, and they have this, like, you know, beautiful connection and whatnot, and they exchange numbers. This was in 2006 or something, so they had flip phones, and they take
So they enter each other's numbers, blah blah blah. They introduce themselves, and they kind of go their separate ways. And they don't really. That's kind of the end of it. And then you flash forward to everyone coming back to school, and it turns out that they're both going to school in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Except Troy, as you kind of mentioned earlier, he's a very popular basketball player, and Gabriella, she's the new girl. Like, this is a new school for her, and she is a science nerd. And her, she moves around a lot. I forgot why, but she just moves around a lot. I think because of her mom's job. And so basically when Troy sees Gabriella, he's like, whoa, what are you doing here? He's showing her around, blah, blah, blah. But then we get introduced to Sharpay Evans. And we kind of talked about Sharpay earlier. She's the head of the theater kids and all that. And then Sharpay thinks that Gabriella is about to, she learns that Gabriella is a very academically accomplished girl, and she gets really annoyed because she is into Troy, but it really doesn't seem like Troy is into her because he's very enamored with Gabriella.
Wait, so she's not annoyed about the academic part, she's just annoyed about the Troy part?
Yeah, she's like more annoyed about the academic part in terms of like the comparison between them.
Oh, is she also an academic girl?
Not really.
Oh,
okay. She's just annoyed.
Oh, okay, I see.
Yeah. And then, in order to kind of, like, sabotage her, she goes to Taylor, Taylor McKessie. And Taylor McKessie, she's, like, the head of the academic decathlon or something at school. And she's like, oh, you know, Gabriella's really smart. So then, you know, Taylor will want Gabriella to join her crew, and then she won't be able to be with Troy, because she'll be in the smart kids crew, and he'll be in the basketball kids crew.
I see.
A very nefarious plan, I know. So what do you think so far?
Oh my god, this is a little off track, but I feel like this sounds like the plot of Grease if you ignore a few minor details. Like, they meet up before school starts, and then she's the new girl walking in, and then they're a part of different cliques, I guess, and then someone else is trying to sabotage her. But I feel like there's a lot of parallels between that. Yeah, this is very 2000s core Disney Channel movie.
For sure.
Yeah. I feel like I can predict most of the plot just based off what I said already too. If I watched this sooner, I would have loved it, I believe. Yeah, I feel like part of its charm is just, I don't know, it's very stereotypical, but in like, I don't know, in a really, I guess, fun, humored way.
I didn't realize it until you mentioned it, but it is really similar to Grease. I wonder if they took inspiration from Grease.
That's what I'm wondering too, yeah.
Okay, so basically after this, Gabriella, she's kind of... Okay, so basically they're holding auditions for the school musical, as I kind of mentioned earlier. And Sharpay and Ryan, because, well, I guess I should mention, Sharpay, even though she is kind of the queen of the theater group, and Ryan is her twin brother, she does kind of treat him as... like her little minion.
Oh, but, okay.
Yeah. So while Miss Darbus, who is the theater teacher, is holding auditions for this musical, Gabriella is just kind of there in the corner, and then Troy sees her, and they end up just sitting in the back of the auditorium together, and they watch Ryan and Sharpay and a bunch of other kids audition for the musical. So the other kids, they were all doing some wild stuff. Like, there was one person who was doing like dancing, but they weren't singing, they were just dancing. Then there's someone else. I think they were like hula hooping or something like that. And then we have Sharpay and Ryan's version of What I've Been Looking For, which you listen to.
Yeah.
Very upbeat. Very
entertaining.
Lots of tap dancing.
Mm-hmm.
And then basically after that, Miss Darbus kind of puts Gabriella on the spotlight. It's like, oh, do you want to sing? And then Troy just kind of volunteers and is like, oh, you know what? I'll go with her. But then it's like, she's like, oh no, you're too late. Like, the auditions have closed, you can't. But then, when they're kind of up there, this girl, her name is Kelsey, she's like the pianist, she ends up spilling her composition notes on the ground, and then Troy and Gabriella help her pick it up. And then she reveals that she actually wrote the original composition for What I've Been Looking For, and then Sharpay and Ryan kind of glamored it up. And then after, like, being really nice to her, she's like, you know what? You guys should sing the original way. And then they sing the beautiful duet.
I like theirs a lot better. I feel like that will get some people angry, but I think it was a lot... I could listen to it on a daily basis.
Really? I'm so happy to hear that.
Yeah, I feel like it was very nice hearing that version of it.
What did you think of Miss Darbus? Because I don't think she's very present in the songs.
Yeah, I don't really know anything about her. Yeah, I can't really say much. I feel like the part where you described them watching the auditions together, that's pretty, like, cute, though. In a cheesy Disney Channel way.
Yeah, and so then after they sing that, Miss Darbus hears them, and she's like, you know what? You got a call back. And then she's like, you guys will, you know, sing for the callback audition in a couple of weeks or something like that. And then when they post a list that releases the people who have been selected for the callback, Sharpay reads it and is obviously really angry because she does not want this new competition with Troy and Gabriella, especially because Troy's a basketball player, so what is she doing, you know, auditioning in the musical? And then basically this is where we get sick to the status quo, where every student is singing about kind of what cliques they're in, and then saying, you know, I have kind of this secret urge to do something that is not in my clique, and they're quickly told to shut it down and keep it away. You heard that song, right? What did you think?
Yes, I love that song. I feel like that's a very upbeat, fun song that I could listen to. And I think I mentioned in one of our TikToks before about this, but I would love to sing that in like a karaoke style. That would be very fun.
Do you think, based on what you have heard so far, do you think, sorry, I like blacked out. Can That's we ignore okay. that I yeah. said that? Yeah. Okay, yeah, so then after, so basically, Troy and Gabrielle, right, they're practicing for the musical, there's like a montage of them practicing and singing together, and very, very nice, and there's this one really funny scene where Gabriella is like practicing singing in the washroom, and then Sharpay hears her, so she opens the washroom and comes inside to like see what's going on. But then Gabriella, she hides, but it's like the way she hides, it's a very noticeable hiding spot, and Sharpay has to be very oblivious to her surroundings to not see her.
And she doesn't?
Yeah, she doesn't see her. It's movie logic though, because it's really funny. I need to show you the clip. It's ridiculous.
I will love to see that, yeah.
So anyway, while Troy and Gabriella are, you know, forming this bond, Taylor and Chad, I should mention Chad. Chad is Troy's best friend, and he's also on the basketball team.
Oh.
They're talking, and they're like, we can't let them go on like this. They're betraying us. You know, this is horrible. And so what they do is, this is so, like, stupid. But basically, Troy's friends corner him in the locker room, and they're like, Troy, what are you doing in the musical, man? And they kind of... They kind of bully him about his choices, and they force Troy to just lie. And he's like, oh, you know what? I don't even care about this musical or Gabriella. I'm just doing it because I have to. Like, I don't really care about this at all. But little does he know, I don't know how he didn't see this. They had a web camera attached to a computer.
She's there?
No, she's not there. But outside the school, Taylor is holding a computer, which the camera is transmitting the video to, and showing it to Gabriella.
Oh, that's so notorious of them.
I know. And I can't believe he didn't see that the camera was turned on. It was right there. And do you think you know what song comes after this? Because you did listen to it.
It's the Not Me Before You. Whatever that little solo was.
Oh, When There Was Me and You.
Yeah. That was it, right?
On the rooftop garden.
The very nice rooftop garden. Gosh. Oh, yeah, I could see this coming, I think. Something like this happening. It's very classic.
So yeah, so then Gabrielle and Troy are trying, Troy comes to talk to Gabrielle, and she's like, no, Troy, I know what you did. And obviously there's a lot of separation there. Oh, I should mention, I forgot to mention this earlier, but while Troy and Gabrielle are trying to bond, there's a lot of animosity surrounding this relationship, even without Chad and Taylor's meddling. For example, Troy's dad, he's a basketball coach at the school, and he's very invested in Troy, because Troy's like the star basketball player. And like, there's this one scene where Troy is helping Gabrielle shoot a basketball, and his dad sees, and he's like, oh, Miss, what's her last name?
Gabriella.
Oh, Miss Montez, don't you have class to be? And he makes her run away out of the gym so he can tell Troy he needs to stay away from that girl.
Wait, why? What's the reasoning?
Because he's worried that Gabrielle will distract Troy from basketball. Wait, mine is turning on.
Mine turned off now, though.
Wait, does it show that there was audio?
Yeah, so there are all these societal pressures. And also they talk about how they kind of talk about their feelings a bit earlier on the rooftop gardening. And Gabrielle's like, you know, at all my schools, I'm just the crazy math girl or whatever. And Troy's just like, yeah, I know I'm good at basketball, but there's more to me than basketball, right? So they're having all these conversations. And so anyways, back to when Gabrielle is distancing herself from Troy, Taylor and Chad, they finally realize, like, wait a moment. What we kind of did was kind of horrible. We're kind of not good friends for this. So they come back and they're like, oh, ha ha ha, we kind of ruined everything for you guys. Sorry about that. And then Troy goes to Gabriella's house and they sit on like a bench or something and they reconcile, which is very sweet.
Oh, okay, I see. And then after this, the final song comes on? Or Breaking Free?
Kind of. Basically, Sharpay hears Troy and Gabriella rehearsing and she decides to ask Miss Darbus to change the date of the callback auditions to the day where Troy has a basketball championship game and Gabriella has a science competition.
That's horrible.
So what they end up doing is that the science team and the basketball players, they work together and basically...
Wow. I thought they were so against it before. What's with the change of?
The science people, they hack the... they hack the chemistry experiment to overflow and that kind of like interrupts the science competition.
Okay.
So they like leave. And then okay. Troy... like they cause an evacuation and the basketball team they hack their way into
how?
Causing it up. I don't really know, but they cause a power outage in the stadium, so they all have to leave. And then they all go to the theater room, so they're all sitting in the theater and then Troy and Gabriella can do their audition.
Oh, and that's why everyone's there in the audition.
Yes. And then Miss Darbus hears them. She's like, oh, you know, you got the part. And then they sing We're All in This Together. Oh, and also I should mention, after they audition, they go back to their original places, and Gabriella's team wins the science competition, and Troy's team wins the basketball game.
Totally didn't see that coming at all.
Yes, and then Chad asks Taylor out at the end. And
I knew it. I was going to ask about it.
Okay. And Sharpay and Gabriella kind of form a truce-ish, and they all sing We're All in This Together.
Oh, okay, I see. Very Disney Channel ending, once again.
What are your thoughts?
It pretty much went how I thought it would go. I feel like the switch up was so insane though. Like first they're trying to like sabotage them and make them like really dislike each other, and then they're helping them by doing all these crazy things. Oh, okay. How is Troy's dad ending in the end? Oh.
Troy's dad basically kind of at the end he realizes that his son is more than just a basketball player, and he gives him a hug and he's like, you know, I love you, son, basketball or not, or something along those lines from what I can remember. And then also Gabriella's mom comes at the end. So you can see both, like, Troy's dad smiling at them performing and Gabriella's mom being happy that they're performing together at the end.
Because was Gabriella's mom against this in the beginning, too?
No, she's not really a character. She just kind of shows up at the end and kind of when he goes to her house to, like, her that he's here.
I see. Okay. Very, yeah. I would say this is, like, the OG Disney Channel high school movie, so I can see why there's a lot of spin-offs of this.
You predicted everything, so I really don't know what to ask you about this, because I feel like you knew everything.
I honestly don't think there's much to say about this first movie, just because most of the plot was predictable. I have no idea about the other movies, though, so I'm sure I will be surprised for those.
Okay, for the second one, it's set during the last day of school before summer break. And the color grading in this one is really interesting. I think they amped up the color grading a lot because the color grading is very, very summery, very bright. And so basically, Troy and Gabriella are together. And do you know that one meme? The T, is it T for Troy? Do you know that?
No.
Okay, so basically... Troy finds Gabriella and he gives her this necklace with a T around it. And she's like, a T? Is it T for Troy? And he's like, yes, of course. And
then that's really funny.
Yes. And then I think Sharpay is like watching them from behind a locker or something. And she is like not happy with what's been going on between them, right? She's still kind of salty.
Still? I thought they made up. They're all in this together now.
Yeah. Not really.
Okay, I see.
So, basically, they sing a whole song about it being the last day of school and then school's out, and then Troy's talking about how he needs a summer job to help pay for college.
I thought his dad was rich.
I thought so too, because their house is quite nice, but I guess not.
Okay.
Yeah, so basically Sharpay, after seeing Troy and Gabrielle being so happy and wanting Troy for herself, she basically calls up this manager of her family's resort, or I guess, no, country club, Lava Springs, and his name is Mr. Fulton. She calls Mr. Fulton, and she's like, Mr. Fulton, can you give Troy Bolton a job? And he's like, sure. So he calls Troy, and he's like, oh, Troy Bolton, do you want to work at my country club? And he's like, oh, sure. Can all my friends work there, too?
What? I can't believe he asked that.
Well, he was like, I will only go if you take Gabriella and all my friends.
That's insane.
I know, and Mr. Fulton is like, oh, yeah, okay.
Wait, so they're all working there, or they're just there?
No, they're all working there now.
I feel like that's not realistic. How can you give a job to so many high school students?
I know, it's like 15 people.
Also, why is he negotiating? Does he want a job in the first place?
Yeah, don't question the logic.
Okay.
Okay. And then, so basically we cut to Sharpay and Ryan just chilling in their country club, and she learns that Troy has not only brought Gabriella, but he's brought like all of their friends. And then Gabriella is working as one of the lifeguards, for context. And then Troy is working in the kitchens, and then later gets like bumped up to server.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. And they sing a really good song called Work This Out, where they're talking about how they hate this place, but they gotta do it to get their bag.
Okay.
Yeah. And so, and the reason he does this is because Sharpay realizes that she can't fire Gabriella, so she tells Mr. Fulton to make the workers' lives as miserable as possible, so they'll try and quit and go away.
Including Troy?
No, just the other ones.
Okay.
Yes. Can you kind of see where this is going?
Kind of.
What do you think of Sharpay so far? Because I feel like, you know, we all thought things were good at the end of the last movie, but then...
I mean, I feel like Sharpay is supposed to be an iconic character, right? And... Okay, I feel like, to me, it's just giving a lot of spoiled child that is not used to getting her way. It's a little annoying just hearing the plot. But she's there as the purpose of being, like, the... antagonist, I guess, so it makes sense. Yeah, I feel like I really can't rate any of this on terms of realisticness, so I won't, but I'm sure it's a very funny movie so far.
So basically Sharpay does a bunch of stuff to try and sabotage Troy and Gabriella.
Of course she does, yeah.
Like, for example, Troy sets up a picnic for him and Gabriella on the golf field, and then Sharpay makes the worker turn on the sprinklers. But then they start, like, dancing in the water, so it backfires on her, and she gets really mad. And then, basically, Troy gets a strike for this. And, like, basically, if you get 3 strikes at work, then you have to, like, leave.
Wait, what's the strike for? For dancing in the rain? Or dancing in the sprinklers?
I guess. Like, if you're late, you get a strike. If you don't follow instructions, it's a strike.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, basically, there's, like, a bunch of that, and then... Kelsey, you're the composer from the last movie.
Yeah.
She writes a special ballad, so Troy and Gabriella specifically can sing it at the talent show that the club is having for some reason.
Is it school over?
Yes. She's just working. Troy got her a job as a composer pianist at the country club.
Oh my.
Yes.
Look at Troy.
Yes. And then Sharpay is like, oh, I really want to hang out with Troy. He's just spending all his time with Gabriella. So then she tells Mr. Fulton to make Troy a caddy with her and her family.
Okay.
So he goes, like, golfing with them, and Chad comes with them too. And then basically there's this one scene where she's like, oh, Troy, I don't really know how to golf, can you help me? So then he comes and he puts his arms around her to, like, help her. And then the moment he, like, leaves, she does, like, a perfect swing.
Oh my, I see.
And then while this is happening, Taylor is watching them, and she's like, oh, I know that Sharpay's up to no good. Why else does she want Troy wrapped around her like that? And blah, blah, blah. And then basically because Troy is eating dinner with Sharpay's family and stuff, and Sharpay is really talking him up to her dad, and she's like, oh, you know what? I can introduce you to these famous basketball players or something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then he ends up being late for his date with Gabriella.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And then which is, like, really bad, right? And then Troy, he's kind of, like, not happy because he's been promoted so much, but his friends have been kept in the same position. So they're kind of, like, unhappy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, but his dad is, like, no, 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 son. These are great opportunities. You have to, like, she, if you stay on the right path with Sharpay and, like, her family, they could give you a scholarship, and that would be incredible.
They could give him a scholarship? That's kind of crazy.
Yes, just so Sharpay can date him. But, yeah. So Troy gets promoted again.
No way, twice.
And now he's, like, playing basketball with these famous basketball players at, who play for the University of Albuquerque's basketball team. So they're, like, playing together. And then Troy's friends are like, oh, Troy, can we play basketball with them? And he's like, no, sorry, they just invited me.
Oh,
which is, like, kind of valid, I guess. It'd be kind of weird to bring your, like, 10 friends with you.
Yeah.
And then Troy, basically Sharpay is like, oh, Troy, I really, really want you to, like, sing with me at the talent show. But he was already supposed to sing with Gabriella.
Can I make a prediction?
Yes, of course.
Sorry, I don't want to.
No, interrupt as much as you want. I feel like I'm doing so much talking.
Okay, so she invites him and she's waiting for him there, right? And then he has another commitment, and his dad is in his mind like, son, you have to get the scholarship. And he's like, oh, I need to do this so I can get the scholarship. But then he's thinking back to Gabriella, his girlfriend, and he's like, oh, but I can't let Gabriella down. She's the one I love. So Sharpay's there waiting on the stage for him, and then she's still waiting, and she's like, he'll show. But then he doesn't, and then he ends up singing with Gabriella instead.
That's not a bad guess, but you're not fully accurate either.
Oh, okay.
But I think the ending is very similar.
Okay.
So you're close. Basically, this is so, like, random, but Sharpay invites him to this random, like, cave.
Cave?
I swear to God, it's a cave. It's some sort of, like, rocky area, and she's forcing him to sing with her, and it's a really weird song about, like, a frog. I think this song might be cultural appropriation. It's like, I don't...
Oh.
It's a very... Yeah.
Okay.
And then basically Ryan is really mad because Sharpay replaced Troy as her singing partner with him. And then Gabrielle is also not happy because Troy keeps ditching her and they haven't been spending a lot of time together lately. And so basically Gabrielle's like, oh, Ryan, do you want to come to our staff baseball game?
Oh.
And he's like, okay, sure. And then Ryan and Chad, they're talking about how, like, Chad's like, oh, I don't want to dance, I'm a basketball player. And Ryan's like, oh, but, you know, playing a sport is kind of like dancing. And they sing a whole song about, like, playing sports, but it's also dancing. And they decide to all do something together as a team, like the staff for the talent show. And then basically Ryan and Gabriella become, like, really good friends. And then Troy sees them and he gets really jealous.
Oh, what? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I feel like since he's spending all this time with Sharpay, he doesn't really get a right to be so jealous, but...
I agree. And it's, like, really ridiculous. There's this one scene where Ryan is, like, twirling Gabriella, and Troy comes. And then Ryan's like, wow, Troy, have you had Gabriella's mom's brownies? They're so delicious. And Troy's like, I know. I had them.
Okay. Oh.
Okay, so basically, after Troy sings Bet On It, he quits his new fancy job and gets his old job back. So he's back with his friends, and then that means that he can't sing in the talent show anymore because, remember, like, junior workers aren't allowed. So then Sharpay is forced to lift the restriction and let everyone participate. And then, basically, Ryan teaches Sharp and Troy, like, a brand new song to learn 5 minutes before he's about to go on stage.
Oh, okay.
And then Sharpay, she's, like, waiting for Troy to come, and then Ryan is like, oh, sorry, Sharpay, but, like, this is what you get for ditching me or something.
Oh, wow.
And so Gabriella comes back, and she and Troy sing this beautiful song called Every Day to each other.
Wow, I would like to hear that. I don't think I've heard of it before.
I think you will like this one a lot. And then basically after that, the Wildcats join them, and they sing, like, an ensemble song. And then Ryan gets a special award for being, like, a really good singer at the talent show.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go to the golf course, everyone. And I guess I should mention this. Troy and Gabriella have not kissed yet. And part of the movie was them always getting interrupted. So all these dates they were going on, they would always get interrupted before they could finally have their first kiss. So they finally have their first kiss under the fireworks. And it's a very beautiful, like, ending.
Wow. Oh, they didn't kiss in the first movie?
No. And then it ends with a pool party, and there's a Miley Cyrus cameo.
Miley Cyrus? Yes. Oh, wow. As a singer?
I don't think so. Maybe? Or she's like a... She's only there for like a couple seconds, so I don't think she was singing, but yeah.
Wow. That's a nice ending. What happens to Sharpay, though, in the talent show?
She is kind of annoyed that she's not able to sing her song with Troy, but she ends up giving Ryan his award, so they make up. Like, they're no longer fighting, so.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm really excited to watch this movie because summer's almost ending, so I think this is a good summer movie.
A lot of people think the second movie is the best movie, so I guess you'll have to let me know what you think.
I will. I'm gonna watch it soon. I feel like, in terms of, like, comparing the first and second movies from what I've heard so far, the second movie sounds a lot more fun, just because I'm imagining Sharpay doing all these sabotage pranks on them.
It's definitely a lot less cliche.
Yeah, I like that about it.
I'm so sad you have not listened to the songs. I think you would really like them.
Yeah, I want to, after we're done recording, I want to listen to the song you said they ended off with.
Okay, do you want to guess what the third movie is about? Because I know you know, like, the general one, but what do you think? You know it's about graduation, but what specifically?
Okay, let's see. So they're all graduating, right? And then maybe since graduation is coming up, Sharpay thinks that she's running out of time to get Troy. So she starts... I'm trying to think. Can you, like, start off the movie?
What do you mean start off the movie?
Like, start the very basic plot of the movie.
Okay, so everyone is graduating, and Troy doesn't really know what he wants to do with his life.
Oh, okay. Is that it, or...?
And then also Miss Darbus wants all the kids to put on a final musical to end off high school.
Okay, I feel like this final musical... So Troy and Gabriella are gonna audition again. I feel like they're not gonna let them get the main roles once again, right? Like, that's too crazy. More from your face.
Totally.
No, okay, I guess they do end up getting it again. And Troy uses that musical, I guess, as a way to self-explore his own identity and ends up finding out that he wants to go into the basketball field.
Okay.
And on the meanwhile, he and Gabriella are... Or Gabriella is trying to, like, support him. She's like, oh, you can be anything you want, blah, blah, blah. And she tries showing him career options.
Interesting. I did not think you were going that way.
And then Sharpay and Ryan, I don't know, they're always losing to these two. Are they fine with losing the main roles again?
I honestly do kind of feel for them because they've been... the head of the theater department for so long, and then Troy and Gabriella just show up and start taking their roles.
With, like, zero previous singing experience, too. I feel like that's kind of annoying, if you were them. So, I kind of see where they're coming from. And if they got passed over again for Troy and Gabriella, that's something else, isn't it?
What do you think about Taylor and Chad? What do you think they're up to?
Oh, I think they'll be, like, a nice, stable couple, and... That's all I have to say about them. Yeah. Maybe they'll break up, actually.
Oh, my.
And then by the end, they'll get back together.
Okay. One fun fact. So basically, the first two, they were just TV movies, right? But High School Musical 3 had a much bigger budget, and it actually had a theatrical release. So you could have seen it in theaters. And you can tell the budget was much higher, especially in the opening scene. Do you know this? I think it's a trend. But basically, in the opening scene... Troy's at a basketball game, and then the team is losing, and then there's a scene where everyone sits down in the audience except for Gabriella, and she gets up and she sings and she goes, Troy.
No.
It's like a TikTok trend lately.
I don't think I know it, sorry.
Okay, well, her singing, it like puts him back on track, you know, because they're anchoring to each other, and then he and his teammates win the game. And it's, like, a really happy thing.
Oh, okay.
And then they throw a party at Troy's house to celebrate. And then Troy also has a treehouse. This is important to mention.
Mm-hmm.
So in his treehouse, Troy takes Gabriella up there. And it's a very romantic little place looking at the stars. And then Gabriella's like, Troy, we only have you know, X amount of days together. Like, I don't know what's going on. And then they sing a beautiful song called Right Here, Right Now.
Is the piano girl back again?
Yes. She's a part of their friend group. And she gets more of a role later. A really weird role, actually, I might say.
Oh, okay.
I'll explain more later. So then basically, Miss Darbus notices that, like, a lot of people aren't signed up for the spring musical. So Kelsey, when we were talking about the pianist,
yeah,
she signs up everyone in their friend group to just be in the musical without them knowing.
Oh my, I see.
Yeah, and then Miss Darbus decides that this musical will be about senior year because everyone is in senior year.
Mm-hmm.
And then she tells everyone that 4 students have been selected to be considered to go to Juilliard.
Oh my!
Do you want to guess who those 4 students are?
Yes, I would love to. Okay.
Pick people who you think are the most talented, who've worked the hardest.
Just because of the plot armor, I think Gabriella has to be one of the 4.
Okay.
Okay, Troy has to be one of the 4 too.
This is so sad. Like, to see, not sad, but I feel like because they have no prior musical experience, if they were considered, I would just be very annoyed.
I'm guessing Sharpay and Ryan for the other one, but is that too predictable?
No, you were really good. You got 3 out of 4. Instead of Gabriella, Kelsey, the pianist, she was considered. But only one of them can go. So Miss Darbus is like, okay, guys, you gotta be really careful, and you need to, you know, really do your best to try and win this thing.
Wait, is Gabriella, like, sad that she didn't get chosen, or is it not important for her?
No, because she wants to be a doctor, so she doesn't really... I think she wants to be a doctor. She wants to be some sort of other field, so this does not matter to her at all.
Oh, I see.
Yes. And then Sharpay, I feel like she was kind of out for this. She knew that because Kelsey is friends with Troy and Gabriella, she would give them the best songs, and she wouldn't help Sharpay.
Yeah.
So then she was trying to get Ryan to help her, but Ryan is like, oh no, like, I'm just gonna be this backstage to your main show or whatever. And she sings a whole song about how they're gonna rule the world, and it's very... very cool, and it's very high budget. Like, you can tell they amped up the budget so much from the first movie.
I have a question. Why is Ryan so willing to be in the background? Like, doesn't he want his own chance?
Well, I think he lets Sharpay, because Sharpay has a very overpowering presence. You know, he lets her kind of drag him along places, but he does want to shine on his own. Okay. Every movie he has this arc, I'm realizing, where Sharpay is not letting him be his own person, and he, at the end of the movie, he always stands up for himself, so then he ends up in the same spot in the next movie. So I guess it's a cycle.
Well, I guess since this is the third movie, we won't see him, like, getting walked all over by her again, so it's a nice end to his character.
And then also, there's this British transfer student. Her name is Tiara Gold, and she's kind of beefing with Sharpay because she's kind of like the British Sharpay.
Oh my, okay.
So she's kind of competing with Sharpay, and she keeps taking her outfits and stuff like that. So while Sharpay is dealing with all of this, like, everyone tries to warn Sharpay, and they're like, Sharpay, Tiara's up to no good. But Sharpay is like, no, actually, I'm going to take her under my wing, because she doesn't realize that Tiara is, like, not looking out for her yet. And then basically, Joy and Gabriella go on their iconic rooftop, and they dance in the rain to this beautiful song called Can I Have This Dance? And he asks her to prom in the rain.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yes. And then Chad, he asks Taylor to prom, but his way, it's a lot more public. Basically, he goes into the cafeteria and it's like, everyone, quiet. And he gets up on a table and he's like, Taylor, will you be my date to prom? And she says no.
Oh, why?
I don't really know. But then he asks her again. Oh, wait, sorry, I know what. She says no earlier because what he did wasn't very romantic. Then he asked her again in front of all the students and she said yes.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. It's a pretty public thing. I feel like I wouldn't be comfortable with that either.
Then there's, like, a lot of rehearsal scenes where they're, like, rehearsing for the prom, they're practicing dancing, all of that. And then Ryan asks Kelsey to prom.
Oh.
And this is a bit wild because everyone thought that Ryan and Kelsey were, not into... Everyone thought that Ryan and Kelsey were, like, queer. Like, no one thought they were into each other.
Yeah, okay.
But anyways, they end up going to prom together. Wait, and then...
Sorry, yeah. By everyone, do you mean the audience is watching or their friends?
Oh, you're right. I shouldn't say everyone. I meant, like, the audience watching.
Okay.
And that, like, nobody believed it. No one was like, oh yeah, this makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people ship
Chad
and Ryan. I could tell from the second movie where you were like, Chad and Ryan had that scene where he was like, oh, Chad, you don't have to, I mean, dancing is a lot like basketball. I could tell.
Yes. Also the director, maybe he was subtly trying to imply this because in that scene, they wear each other's clothes.
Oh, Chad and Ryan?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know. And then also, Troy's feeling really unsettled about his future. And then he and Chad go to this, like, car junkyard. And they do a song about, like, the boys are back. And, you know, we've always been with each other through thick and thin. So we're gonna get through this. And then also, I guess I should mention, basically, Tiara learns that Gabriella got into Stanford Med, I believe. Or, like, it's Stanford's freshman honors program.
Okay.
And then she tells Sharpay, and Sharpay tells Troy. And then Sharpay basically tells Troy, you know, Troy, the only thing holding back Gabriella from going to Stanford is you. And then Troy's like, what? And then Troy's like, Gabriella, you know what? You should just go. And she leaves because her special program requires her to leave early.
Okay.
So she's, like, gone. And then Troy's with his dad, and his dad's like, son, you need to prioritize basketball. You need to do this and this. And he's like, Dad, basketball is your dream, not mine.
Oh, wow. This is so much like Jenny's dad. I'm not going to fashion school. Oh, yeah, I am going to fashion school. Yeah.
Yes. And then Troy's so annoyed with his dad that he goes and drives to the school in the middle of the night. And he goes, like, inside the school. And he sings this song. And he's just like, I don't know what to do. What is the right thing? I want my own thing. So bad, I want to scream. And then Miss Darvis is just also in the school for some reason. Don't ask why she's there, like, the middle of the night. And she's like, Troy, you might wonder who sent your application to Juilliard. It was me, because I believe in your singing and stuff.
Wow, okay.
Yes. And also, I should mention that Miss Darvis and Troy's dad have been kind of beefing this entire movie. Well, not in this entire movie, but for this entire series, they've kind of not liked each other because mm-hmm. they believe that, you know, like, the drama program is taking away students from basketball, and basketball is taking away money for the drama program, all of that.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're both kind of slowly trying to get Troy to be on their side.
Uh-huh, I can see that.
And then Gabrielle calls Troy, and she's like, Troy, I love you, but I can't come to Albuquerque for prom or graduation.
And because she's in the Stanford program?
Yeah, and she just kind of runs away again, basically. She sings a really sad song about, like, leaving all these memories behind, like, knowing it's the right thing to do. Also, there's this one scene, like, really early in the movie where Troy climbs into her bedroom window, yeah. A la Paxton.
Yeah.
But it's quite nice. They have, like, a picnic. It's very cute.
Well, I guess they were the OG for this as well, so.
Yes.
Yeah.
The footprint.
Footprint.
Footsteps. The foot.
Do you mean the rock pebbles?
What?
Oh, I thought it was, like, the first throwing the rock pebble and then climbing.
Okay.
Oh, wait, what were you talking about?
I was thinking about, like, they were, like,
the footprints, foundation kind of thing. Yeah, yes. I can see,
I can see the rock thing, too.
Okay.
And then, basically, Troy gets into this car that he fixed up all by himself, and he drives all the way to Stanford, because he realizes that he cannot be without Gabriella. So he drives to Stanford on the day of the dance, and he's like, Gabriella. And she's like, Troy, we won't make it back in time. And he's like, it's okay. We can just dance right here. And so they dance, like, in
that's
the Stanford.
Sweet.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I should also mention, remember how I told you that Gabriella and Troy auditioned and they got, like, the main parts in the musical they were doing? So since Gabriella is, like, gone and Troy is also gone, Sharpay gets to be the star. Except the issue is that as she's singing, there's this other understudy who's playing Troy.
I was gonna say Tiara.
No, his name is Jimmy. And Jimmy is really embarrassing. And he tries to, like, kiss Sharpay, which is really weird. Oh. And Sharpay's really embarrassed by him. But then Gabrielle and Troy come in and sing their duet. And Sharpay doesn't really do much after that.
Oh, so wait, she didn't get to play the lead after all?
No. And then Tiara is like, oh, Sharpay, once you graduate, I'll take over the drama department. And I'll be the head. And your legacy will be forgotten. And then Sharpay's like, oh, no, you don't. And then she upstages her performance, Tiara's performance, in the play. And it's like, you know who the true queen is. Me.
Whoa, this play is really chaotic. How's Miss Darvis allowing all this to go on?
I don't know. And it's a really weird play because it's just about senior year. So I don't really know what's going on.
Oh, okay.
Like, it's just reenacting everything that's happened so far, basically.
And then, basically, after they perform the musical and it's a smashing hit, and the Juilliard people and everyone is like, who's, all the scouts who are watching are like, whoa, good job. Miss Darvis reveals that actually two people are going to Juilliard. Do you want to guess who those two people are?
Troy.
Troy and who?
Troy and... Wait, so there was Troy, Sharpay, Ryan, and... What's it for?
Kelsey.
Kelsey. Troy and Kelsey.
It was Kelsey and Ryan.
Oh, okay. Oh, and wow. Then,
this is really funny. At the end of the musical, there's a scene where they all wear their graduation caps, and they're forced to tell the entire crowd where they're going for university.
Oh!
At their graduation. I didn't know this was a thing. So Troy, like, kind of runs away and comes back, or something like that, and he's like, okay, I know what I want to do. I'm going to go to the University of Berkeley to play basketball and study theater, too. I'm going to do both of them. And everyone's like, woo, Troy, good job.
I just have one question. When did he have the time to apply if he didn't, like, know what he was going to do beforehand?
Don't question the logic. And then Taylor is like, I'm going to to Yale to study political science.
Taylor. Oh, wow, good for Taylor.
Yes, and then Sharpay and Chad are going to attend the University of Albuquerque. But Sharpay's like, oh, don't you worry, Tiara. I'm going to be Miss Darbus's, like, teaching assistant next year, so you won't get rid of me fully yet.
Oh, okay.
And then at the graduation ceremony, Troy is a valedictorian for some reason.
Troy?
Don't ask why. Don't ask
why. Stop. That makes no sense.
Wait, he either was a valedictorian or he was just chosen to give the speech. Which either way makes no sense.
Okay.
But I'm pretty sure it was because he was valedictorian. Yeah.
Okay.
And then everyone cheers and then they all walk towards the stage and jump. And it's like the end of the movie.
The iconic graduation scene.
Yes.
Yeah. I definitely need to watch that before we graduate next year. Oh my gosh, I feel like, I really dislike it when they bring up all these big universities that they're going to. So I feel like that's so unrealistic, especially in this day and age. There's many expectations. But Troy's plot line is a little annoying. So he wants to basically pursue both basketball and music in University of Berkeley.
Yes.
And what about as a career, though?
I forgot what specifically he was doing, but I remember he was going to play for their basketball team and he was going to minor in theater or something.
Oh.
I don't really know what he can do with either of those things, but...
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, good for him for finally figuring it out.
Yeah.
And what happens to Tiara? She just gets one-upped by Sharpay and that's it?
Yes, that's kind of it.
Oh, okay.
They introduced a couple of new characters, but they didn't really do much. I feel like it was a bit random, because this was the last movie anyway, so I feel like there's no point introducing a lot of new characters, like Tiara and Jimmy.
I feel like I felt bad for Sharpay and Ryan a lot, but I'm glad that Ryan actually finally got his Juilliard dream.
Sharpay actually has a spin-off movie after the events of this movie, where she also has her own storyline.
Oh, that's good for her. I hope she gets what she wants. I think I was not expecting a lot of things with this movie. So, like, I didn't know what to expect with this one. I really can't judge much without actually watching it, but I hope... I don't know where I was going with that. And you said this was your favorite movie?
This was my favorite movie because I like the songs a lot, and I feel like a lot of the character relationships we saw were really fun, like between Troy and Chad, and Troy and Gabriella, obviously, but I liked seeing them have actually more concentrated goals than, like, in the first movie, where it was just, like, I want to be in the audition.
Yeah, like, more depth and character.
Yeah, and I like that Troy and Gabriella's parents played kind of a bigger role here.
Oh, okay.
So, based on just learning about these three movies, what do you think about this franchise now, then? Like 40 minutes ago.
I definitely think it's a very iconic franchise. Like, it's something that I should probably be watching before my graduation. I can see why it's, like, a very impactful franchise, I guess, because it was just, like, the first to do many of these big tropes. And Troy and Gabriella, very cute couple from all these scenes. I like how they're, like, dancing in the rain and, like, two... of the movies. Like, the first one was the sprinklers and then the treehouse? Or, yeah.
I think that their romantic moments will have to beat any moments in Bridgerton season 3, which I have lots of gripes about.
Maybe a Bridgerton episode.
Who knows? How do you want to end this?
I don't really know. Is the University of Albuquerque real?
Is this like a fictional place?
Oh. I don't think it is.
But to be fair, I didn't spell it right, so I'm hoping like... I don't, the Q doesn't work. What do they want from me? Oh, yes. I think so. Yeah. University of Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Oh, I thought that was like a fictional place. Is it like very competitive or something?
800 in the World University Rankings.
Is that good or bad?
Wait,
what's the acceptance rate?
96%.
Oh, why? Wait, stop. It's 96%?
And their graduation rate is 55%.
And this is Troy's dream school?
Yeah. But he goes to Berkeley after, so...
Berkeley, okay, that's a big jump.
It's an upgrade for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot this, but also earlier in the movie, Chad is telling Troy, "Troy, basketball is our life, man. You're really gonna leave it behind?"
Again? I thought they loved him, basketball or no basketball.
I don't even know anymore. And then also, I should have mentioned this, but one of Troy's basketball teammates, Zeke, he was the one who, in the first movie, he liked making creme brulee. And everyone was like, no.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You can't do that. You're a jock. He falls in love with Sharpay, and he has a very big crush on her. And I believe at the end of the third movie, she finally gives him a chance.
That's nice for them.
Yes. That's kind of it, though. I think that's all the loose ends in this saga.
I wanted to ask, so do you think this was a realistic depiction of high school life?
No, I wish it was, but no. They don't really do any work, like any schoolwork, and they're not really shown in class. A lot of the stuff they're doing is, like with the first movie, it's mostly their extracurriculars, and then the second movie, they're not even at school, and then in the third movie, it's just about them graduating. So I feel like it doesn't really show them in class. Doing stuff a lot.
I mean, it makes sense though. No one would want to watch it if it was based on that.
Yeah.
Nothing to sing about.
I don't know in terms of musical theater, because I wasn't a musical theater kid, so I can't speak to that. But I liked, mm-hmm. like, the relationships between, like, the friendships between the basketball team and the smart people. I don't know what to call them. And everyone else. What about you?
Well, I don't really know. Yeah.
Well, you saw High School Musical, the musical, the series, right?
Yeah, I did.
And it's definitely more grown up than this one, I think, in terms of content.
Is it? I didn't notice. The most, like, the part I remember the most is the first few episodes where they're auditioning to be Troy and Gabriella. Mm. And then I remember them actually doing the play at the end, which is pretty funny. I also think that was a good show, yeah. It was pretty entertaining to watch, even as an older audience.
I agree. I just wish that instead of doing the musical versions of Beauty and the Beast and Frozen and what else, I wish they did, like, the musical version of High School Musical 2 and the musical version of High School Musical 3, because I feel like that made more sense.
That makes more sense, yeah. Yeah. People actually go to this high school, no?
Oh, yeah, they do. I saw people saying, like, we found Sharpay's locker.
Yeah, yeah.
Would you want to go?
I would, like, actually attend it. It's a very nice school, so, yeah, I would.
I wonder what we should do next. I think it should be something that you're an expert in, that I don't know much about.
I was thinking, since we're in the musical category, I feel like since you only partly watched Glee, we could go into that.
I think that'll be a very wild ride.
Yeah, definitely a lot of crazier things happening on the side.
Okay, well, this was fun. I hope you watch it soon.
I will. I definitely will. I really think I need to before time runs out.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh.
Oh.
How long is this?
50